the day of the swim meet and you've been rostered as a marshal or check starter. Relax. In this video, we'll cover everything that you need to know and do. Marshals and check starters are crucial for the smooth running of a swim meet. A great marshalling and check starting team will ensure that the meet runs on or ahead of time. Their friendly and relaxed approach will help swimmers enjoy the meet and have great swims. Marshals and check-in starters are like the check-in and gate staff at an airport who ensure that everyone with a ticket ends up on the right seat on the right plane. There are many different ways of successfully marshalling and check starting. We're teaching the standard approach here. Standardisation allows people who do not regularly work together to form an effective team with minimal issues. It also helps ensure accuracy and consistent application of the rules. Marshalling and check starting errors are often not spotted until the results are published and hence can be challenging and time-consuming to rectify. For swimmers, standardisation gives them a uniform experience between meets, helping them to reinforce good habits, reduce uncertainty, and focus on their competition. Although marshalling and check starting are separate roles, we're teaching them together in this course. They work so closely together that it's important that each understands what the other does. Let's start with the marshal. Note that this role is sometimes also known as the clerk of the course. The marshal's primary responsibility is to ensure that those swimmers who have entered into event and report ready to start are recorded as reporting and are passed to the check starter for the right event. Swimwear, pool deck equipment and body taping should be checked for compliance. The marshal is responsible for maintaining order and regulating the swimmers in the marshal area to avoid congestion and ensure that all are able to report on time. Where there is an opportunity for a reseed or an amalgamation, the marshal will make a recommendation to the referee for decision. If accepted, then arrange it with the chief recorder and ensure that the affected swimmers are advised. When an event has closed, the marshal will take any late reporting swimmers to the referee for a decision about whether the swimmer will be allowed to start. During meets with heats and finals, the marshal will remain in the marshalling area after the conclusion of the heat to receive withdrawals. They will also notify the referee of any finalists or reserves who fail to report. Okay, so let's get down to the practicalities. Marshals should take to the pool the equipment that they require for their duty. These are pens, pencils and highlighters in various colours, scissors, a ruler, a writing pad and a clipboard. The regulations state that marshals should arrive at the pool at least 30 minutes before the advertised starting time of the meet. We recommend an hour before the start time to give sufficient time for all necessary preparation. Upon arrival, the marshals should immediately report to the referee to be marked present and receive a program. They should ask the referee whether there are any special instructions that apply and meet the other officials with whom they will be working. Marshals should familiarise themselves with the areas set aside for recording, marshalling and check starting. These should all be set up prior to arrival, but checking and if necessary improving the layout is highly recommended. Think of the marshalling area as your office for the next few hours. A little time spent up front making sure that it's pleasant and easy for both you and several hundred swimmers to use could be the difference between a good and bad meet. Where space permits, longer meets will often separate boys and girls events into different marshalling locations and marshals. Shorter or smaller meets may combine them. Shown here is the typical layout of a marshalling area at a large venue, in this case the girls' marshalling area. Chairs are arranged in rows, one for each lane, with the marshal's table at the front. Where less space is available, compromises will be required. Here's the layout used at a small club meet. In this case, rather than chairs, positions are marked by temporary duct tape on the pool deck, and girls' and boys' events are combined. In all cases, the layout should facilitate the easy and comfortable processing of swimmers. The ideal scenario is that they first report to the marshal at the table, then move to the appropriate chair, gradually more swimmers marshal, When the check starter takes a heat of swimmers off for their race, everyone else moves along. In practice, younger swimmers want to sit, older ones don't, and there's insufficient space for relays. Don't stress. Okay, let's get back to preparing for the meet. Once the marshalling area is ready, the marshal should obtain the marshalling sheets from the chief reporter. These are often printed on A4 paper and require cutting in half and separating into boys' and girls' events. An example of the format commonly used in New South Wales is shown here. Most of the information is self-explanatory. The event is described at the top with the heat number underneath. The swimmers appear on the grid. Ignore the judges' placings, comp number, place, and time because these are not relevant in your role. In addition to the marshalling sheets, the marshal should obtain a copy of the program. This will act as a master copy for use through the entire meet and act as a reference for the marshalling procedures that apply. Before the meet starts, the marshal should take the marshalling sheets, the master copy of the program, and their equipment to the marshalling area. Typically, marshals are ready to receive swimmers 20 minutes ahead of the advertised start time. Whilst there may not be many swimmers to marshal this early, your presence will allow coaches and team managers to advise you of any known withdrawals. It is also likely that the meet director will give you withdrawals. These can be immediately dealt with, possibly including amalgamations and reseeds before the rush starts. The promoting body will have advised swimmers of the time by which they should have reported to the marshal. This will either be printed on the program or announced. Marshals should refer to the meet program for the marshalling procedures applicable to the meet. Mark off each swimmer on the event sheet with a highlighter pen as they report. To ensure accuracy, it's recommended that you repeat back the swimmer's name. Advise them of their heat and lane number. Younger swimmers will usually want to know where to sit or stand. Once they have reported, ensure that they do not leave the marshalling area without permission. It's the swimmer's responsibility to report to the marshal. The exception is for 800 and 1500 metre events where a coach or team manager can report for the swimmer. The marshal should ensure as far as practical that swimmers are reporting for themselves and not for a friend. Undertake swimsuit compliance and pool deck equipment checks as swimmers report. We'll cover this in detail later. Cross out each swimmer who reports or is reported as a withdrawal or non-starter or has not reported by the closing time of the event. When a swimmer has not withdrawn personally from an event but has been withdrawn by the representative, it is advisable that a note be made in the master program noting the identity of such person. At the time of closing an event, any missing swimmers' names are called three times. The event sheet is marked with a dot for each call. Note the closing time of the event on the event sheet. Where practicable, the event and heat number currently in the water may also be noted. Once an event has been closed, if an amalgamation or reseed is possible within that event, consult the referee for a decision. If the referee decides to do that, advise the chief recorder. We'll cover this in detail in a moment. After an event is closed, advise the check starter that he or she now has control of the swimmers for that event. It's best to leave the marshalling sheets face up on the marshalling table. This ensures that all swimmers, marshals, and check starters can quickly and easily see the current status. This is particularly important when girls' and boys' events are marshalled separately. Now, let's consider some details. If a swimmer reports after an event has closed, then you must take them to the referee. The referee alone is responsible for deciding whether a late reporting swimmer may start an event. A swimmer may ask you as the marshal for permission to leave the marshalling area to go to the toilet, get a new pair of goggles, or another reason. In these circumstances, the marshal must exercise common sense. If the marshal considers the reason acceptable, then they should allow the swimmer to leave, note the reason on the event sheet or program, and inform the swimmer that they should return quickly and report back to the marshal as the race will not be held up. It is not acceptable to leave the marshalling area to talk to a coach or to have a warm-up swim. Marshals should carry out a swimwear compliance and pool deck equipment check as swimmers report. Swimwear must be in good moral taste, suitable for the individual sports discipline and non-transparent. We suggest that you refer to the specific Swimming New South Wales and FINA rules for full details. Pool deck equipment has limitations on advertising. Body advertising is forbidden, as is advertising of tobacco or alcohol. Any concerns should be raised with the referee for decision. Any swimmer who reports with any type of tape on their body should be taken to the referee for review. If the referee approves of the taping, then it should be noted on the marshalling sheet. The marshal is responsible for maintaining order and regulating the swimmers in the marshalling area to avoid congestion and ensure that all are able to report on time. Coaches and parents are not permitted in the marshalling area and should be requested to leave. Any who do not comply should immediately report it to the referee for appropriate action. Where heats and finals are conducted, the marshal must remain in the marshalling area after the conclusion of a heat session. They should receive withdrawals up to the time nominated in the meet entry procedures. This is usually 30 minutes. Prior to the final, they must notify the referee of any finalist or reserve who fails to report so that the reserve can be advanced. Reserves are obliged to report for all finals. They must ensure that all swimmers checked in to start for that final are passed to the check starter. When marshalling relays, it's important that every member of the team reports before they are marked present. Whilst this might appear overly officious, it avoids problems with locating missing teammates on the way to the blocks. The marshal should monitor the number of swimmers in an event who either withdraw from or do not report by the closing time. If this number is large enough such that an entire heat could be eliminated if the swimmers were reorganised, then an amalgamation or reseed should be considered. Eliminating a heat or heats by amalgamating or reseeding an event has the advantage of creating a more exciting race and saving time. These advantages should be balanced against the effort of making the change and whether there is sufficient time to achieve it before the race hits the water. For this reason, these are not done for 50-meter events. Some referees also advise against it for 100-meter races. An amalgamation is when the first heat is eliminated and its swimmers moved into spare lanes in the second heat. The event is swum starting from heat 2. A reseed is where missing swimmers are removed from various heats and the entire race is reseeded. If the marshal sees an opportunity for a reseed or amalgamation, then they should make a proposal to the referee who will decide. This will require a marshal to take the marshalling slips to the referee to make a proposal. In the meantime, another marshal should remain in the marshalling area to accept any further swimmers reporting. Such swimmers should be marked in the program as they report. If the referee accepts the proposal, then the marshal will advise the chief recorder of the referee's decision. Where the event requires reseeding, the marshal will advise the chief recorder of non-starters and withdrawals. The chief recorder will reseed on the computer and print new marshalling sheets for the marshal. Where the event is amalgamated, then the marshal will simply advise the chief recorder of the revised heat allocations. Once back in the marshalling area, the marshal will advise the check starter of the outcome and hand over the latest event sheets. The marshal or check starter will advise affected swimmers of the relevant heat and lane changes. Let's look at a real example. There's a 100-meter breaststroke event with four heats. There has been a withdrawal from the second heat. There are already two spare lanes in that heat. The three remaining swimmers in Heat 1 are moved into the spare lanes of Heat 2. The event is announced as amalgamated and started from Heat 2. You might have noticed that none of the names in these marshalling sheets are highlighted. This is because the withdrawal happened well before the event. The amalgamation happened before any swimmers reported. This is a nice simple example. If swimmers had withdrawn from Heat 4, it would not have been quite so straightforward. Moving the slowest swimmers to compete with the fastest swimmers would not be appropriate. In that case, reseeding would have been required. By removing a heat from this event, we've probably saved a couple of minutes. Whilst it might not sound like a lot, if it is repeated over several events, then the time savings add up. It's also a much better competitive environment for the swimmers and spectators when the heats are full. Don't expect to understand all of the intricacies of reseeding and amalgamation immediately. Considerable experience is required to master this. We suggest that next time you marshal, you gain experience from others who are more experienced. That concludes our marshalling instructions. Now let's move on to check starting. This role is much simpler than marshalling, so it's a great place to start as a volunteer. As a check starter, your primary responsibility is to receive swimmers from the marshals and to make sure that the correct swimmer starts in the correct event for the correct heat in that event and the correct lane in that heat. Unlike at airports, swimmers do not have boarding passes. The procedures described here will help you to easily do this. Check starters will require the following equipment to carry out their duties efficiently: pens, pencils, highlighters, and a writing pad and clipboard. They should arrive at the pool at least 30 minutes prior to the advertised starting time of the meet. Upon arrival, check starters must immediately report to the referee to be marked present and receive a program. They should familiarise themselves with the people and locations where they'll be working. Check starters should be ready to start work in the marshalling area about 5 minutes before the meet is due to start. It will probably take a few events for the marshalling and check starting team to get into the rhythm of the meet. We will now describe the normal procedure for check starting. You will recall that the responsibility of the marshal ends when they hand over control of the swimmers for a particular event to the check starter. The check starter should leave the marshalling sheets on the marshalling table until immediately before they call that heat. Prior to each heat in that event, the check starter will take the marshalling sheet for that heat from the table and assemble all the swimmers for that heat. It's important to check that you have everyone, and it helps if they're arranged into the right order. After the preceding event has started, or as instructed by the referee, the check starter directs the swimmers in the next heat to their positions behind the starting platforms. They check that each swimmer is in the right lane in accordance with the marshalling sheets. This is usually achieved by walking behind each swimmer and checking their name against the sheet. In finals, swimmers are instead announced by the announcer. When all swimmers are in place, the check starter will signal the referee by standing in a pre-arranged position, which is usually next to the furthest lane opposite the referee. The referee need only look at his pre-arranged position to observe the check starter. The check starter should remain in position until the race has successfully started. They then return the marshalling sheet to the marshal and prepare for their next heat. Let's consider some details. Once you're standing in the pre-arranged position, you will look out across the pool at the swimmers about to mount the blocks. If the heat does not have swimmers in every lane, it's usually easiest to confirm that the gaps are in the right place. Occasionally, a swimmer preparing for the following heat will move forward to fill a gap in error. Remember, swimmers' club caps can act as another visual confirmation of correct placing. If something is not right, do immediately and clearly signal to the referee that there's an issue and go to investigate. It is much better to fix issues before the race hits the water than afterwards. If the race has started, then do amend the marshalling sheet to match the swimmers in the water. You should then walk around to advise the referee. If a race is recalled, the check starter should once again ensure that the swimmers are in the correct lanes and signal the referee that all is in order. Remember, it is not your responsibility to advise a swimmer of any disqualification. Occasionally, other non-standard things occur, such as a swimmer appearing on the blocks who's not previously marshalled. In all such cases, you should advise the referee for their decision. In events that have been reseeded or amalgamated, the procedure is identical. The marshal should already have advised the affected swimmers unless they've asked you to do that. In relay events, the check starting role becomes much more challenging due to the number and excitement of swimmers. If changeovers occur at both ends of the pool, it will be especially challenging. The check starting principles are the same. Just focus on the details and keep a smile on your face. Check starters are also responsible to carry out a swimwear compliance, pool deck equipment and body advertising checks. Congratulations, you've now covered the entire syllabus to become an accredited marshal and check starter at a club, area or state level meet. During this course, you've learnt about the equipment you need to take with you and reporting time for a meet. We've covered the importance of forming a good team with the other marshals, check starters, chief recorder and referee. The optimum layout of the marshalling area has been discussed. We've described the marshalling sheets, including how to mark them up, including amalgamations and reseeds. You've learnt about your responsibilities to maintain control and apply the rules of swimming. Please remember to do this with good humour, without being officious. It's the swimmer's event, not yours. Remember, it is the referee who makes the decisions that affect swimmers, not you. Finally, please remember to choose your attitude. It's quite easy to become stressed in a hot, busy and loud marshalling area. The world won't end if things are not quite right. Happy swimmers are fast swimmers, so relax and enjoy. To reinforce learning, we recommend that you read the Swimming New South Wales training notes that accompany this video. Once you're comfortable with the syllabus, please attempt the multiple choice theory test on this website. Once you pass, print the assessment documentation, gain practical experience, and once you're ready, arrange for your practical assessment and accreditation. We'd love to see you out on pool deck using your newfound skills. After an hour or two of check starting, most people are capable and feel confident. Marshalling will take much longer. Most people need to marshal at several meets before they feel fully capable and confident. So on behalf of the many swimmers who will benefit from your officiating, thank you and enjoy.